Samson, from the author of the New York Times bestseller Fireproof, Eric Wilson, tells the tale of the original superhero with divine strength to free his people from the rule of an evil empire, but only if he keeps his childhood vow to resist his very own human desires. Chosen, betrayed, redeemed. Samson by Eric Wilson. Available where fine books are sold.
A strong earthquake has struck north of Honduras in the Caribbean Sea, creating concerns of a tsunami. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
The initial report indicated the earthquake struck about 6 miles below the surface in the Caribbean Sea. Yana Persley is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
The earthquake was a magnitude 7.6, and it struck about 130 miles northeast of the coast of Honduras.
I'm John Clemens.
It was 1 year ago yesterday that BuzzFeed posted a 35-page unsubstantiated claim against then-President-elect Trump. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan offers his thoughts on what he believes the narrative was behind the dossier and some of the new reports that have come out regarding the dossier.
And I think when you couple what Senator Feinstein released today with the story John Solomon wrote this morning on additional text messages we've now reviewed, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page in their text message exchange talk about planning stories with the media to further their narrative.
For more news, please check out USARadio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give your conservative friends a gift that will inspire and inform. The finest conservative forum in the country comes to Phoenix this March 23rd. Top names in both national and local politics will be there at the Western Conservative Conference. Learn how you can make a greater impact for this country. Reserve your seat before the end of the year and get in for half off. Make plans now to attend the Western Conservative Conference March 23rd in Phoenix with half-price seating through the end of the year at westernconservative.org. That's westernconservative.org.
A Louisiana teacher who spoke out about teacher pay at a school board meeting will not have charges filed against her. Now, the video has gone viral. You can see the woman being handcuffed by the police officer as she left the meeting. Take a listen to some of the parents in the local community and to other teachers responding to the incident.
It's pitiful. This is really, really a pitiful situation.
What tore me apart was when I got on my Renee Ross campus at noon and saw all of my fellow teachers so very upset to the point where they wanted to not be at school at all.
President Donald Trump attended Monday night's college football playoff national championship game between Georgia and Alabama. We all know Alabama won the game. Three University of Georgia cadets got to actually take part in the ceremony with the president before the game and take part in singing the national anthem with the president. Alyssa Ruffa was one of those cadets. She talks about what happened after the national anthem and where she watched the game.
When we were walking out to go to our original seats, because we had all already had tickets,
right.
He told us, you know, y'all should come up and hang out with us in the suites that we have. And so we were able to watch the whole game from the suites, and it was really awesome.
And finally, add Gen Xers to the long list of Americans who fear they won't have a stable enough nest egg to retire. That's according to USA Today. Now, nearly 4 in 10 Gen Xers believe they won't have enough money to fully retire someday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon and welcome to Modern Design. Today's going to be a little bit of an interesting show. We're going to go live with Facebook, and then we'll be going live to YouTube as well. So I'm going to make that happen. Turn my head a little bit, and we'll get the show started in a moment. Our show today's topic happens to be decorating after the Christmas tree goes down. So let's see how this goes. And we will see if we can go to Facebook. Go live. Okay, so we are live now on Facebook, and we'll see how this comes to fruition. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We've been doing this for the last 4 years here on WHCR-DB in Flemington. Our topic today, again, is going to be what to do to your home after we take the Christmas tree down. And we will get to our show after we take a look at today's weather. Okay. The National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently 41, a balmy 41 degrees Fahrenheit. This afternoon, it's going to be a mostly sunny day with a high of 40 degrees. Tonight, there'll be a low of 29. On Thursday, we'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 49. That sounds terrific. Thursday night, rain and patchy fog, 80% chance with a low of 44. On Friday, 100% chance of rain and area fog with a high, believe it or not, guys, 63 degrees. On Friday night, rain and patchy fog, low of 41. Saturday, rain likely with a high of 50. On Saturday night, a low of 21. Sounds like we're getting cold again. And then on Sunday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day, but only with a high of 30. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. The program is called Modern Design. We talk all things design in the tri-state area, trends, wonderful guests on. We're going to take places to go. And now that we do have video, I'm going to start bringing things that I will showcase on the show, different projects, ideas, and we'll actually be able to present them to you. And you'll look to social media and a couple of resources to find them. We've just added Facebook Live. We'll see how that goes. And then in the coming months, we'll also be adding the YouTube channel. Also, I do a weekly television show called Design for the Times, which is on the Comcast channel and Verizon Fios. So you can look to my social media if you want to watch some more of the programs that we do. All right, we're going to take our first set of commercial messages, see how this is going today, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB in Flemington.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I have two showrooms. One located right here in the Flemington area at 176 Route 202-31, just moved recently, north in Ringo's, New Jersey, across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. My second location is further north if you're up near the Short Hills Mall. I'm at 191B, as in boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. A lot of furniture in that location. I have some wonderful new pieces of furniture that came in very 2018. We're changing our look, and we're going to talk a lot about that in today's episode as well. So our topic today happens to be what to do when the Christmas tree comes down. And isn't it very strange that when you take your holiday decorations down that you begin to see the house looking kind of dull? Well, they went up at the beginning of December. The house didn't look dull. In fact, the house looked really good. But now that the Christmas tree is down, it seems kind of blah. And I always say that that's the best time, January, as we're trying to all lose weight. January is also the best time to do a makeover for not only yourself, but for your home. We have a fresh canvas now. Let's try to do some things. So I'm going to give you some ideas, a little bit holiday-centric today, though, of things that you can do to get through the winter months. In the Northeast, the next 3 months tend to be dark and cold. And those are the times that we do need things from the outside in that make us look a little bit better. So we will talk about that. Embarrassing. Okay. And we'll talk about what you can do for your home. We're going to take a couple more commercial messages, and we'll be right back with Modern Design.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs. I'm a contractor, a home stager. I do everything related to the home or your business. One of the things that I'm working on right now is a beautiful bar. We're building a beautiful bar at the Murray Hill Inn in New Providence, New Jersey, inside of Moe's Bistro. Terrific business. Moe's used to be here for many years in Hunterdon County, but now is located just a little bit further north in the Berkeley Heights, New Providence area. So we're putting in a bar, and that's sort of a fun thing that we're doing. And I'm also doing a boutique-style jewelry store in Parsippany, New Jersey, a different concept where instead of being just regular retail, they're doing something where it's by appointment only. If you're going to get engaged, a big-ticket item, you have an appointment. It's a little bit more sophisticated, and we're making that combination between being a business and also being warm and a little bit upscale. So a lot of some of the things that I do at Maven Hill Designs. Our topic today happens to be what to do when the Christmas tree comes down. And I say this time of the year is Visine. And what I mean by that is we're going to get the red out. And I'm going to start from the outside in and talk about things that you can do to celebrate January. January was always typically a time where we thought, okay, now back to school, back to work, cold, dark, diet, and not necessarily conjuring up wonderful, happy ideas. Well, I think a lot of happiness stems from ourselves and creating happiness. And I think maybe January can become something to look forward to. So I want to start from the outside and we'll work in and really make things that are very, okay, this is January, this is a tradition, we're going to do this every year, things to look forward to. So let's start with the outside of your home. Now, it's after the 6th, so maybe this weekend we should start taking at least the outside decorations down. There was a video this morning of a little boy when they were taking the Christmas tree down and he was hugging the tree. So I feel very much that way myself, that it's a little bit hard thing to do. But there are ways to be celebratory, to do things that are wonderful with your home in January, February, and so on. So let's talk about your wreaths on the house. Now, if you have live wreaths, it's okay to leave the live wreaths and live greens up. I would suggest that you take the bows off. I would suggest you, if there's Christmas balls or things that are overtly Christmas, I would take them off. But if you have live greens, there's no reason not to keep them on your door. I was recently working on a house where we did all live greens outside, and we're taking everything down. But I just replaced the red bow with just a simple white bow. That was sort of unadorned, and that green wreath of mixed greens is going to stay on the door for the winter months. Another thing that I think is kind of nice to do in the winter months, because it's often so dark, I take the wreaths, I have a wreath on every window in my house, and I take all those wreaths down on the individual windows, but I leave the lights. I have, as many of us do in colonial homes, I have a light in each window. I keep those on to March. For practical purposes as well as beauty purposes, one of the things is when you drive home at night, you see that the lights are in the window and it looks a little bit bright. And it's just attractive when you come in. So I think a lot of taking the embellishments, the red ribbon, those color things down, leave the greens. Another thing that you can do from the outside is your pots. I always talk on Modern Design about when the weather is still warm, after Thanksgiving, go out into the forest. It costs absolutely no money. And take a big shopping bag with you and cut down as many mixed greens as possible. Use juniper, use hemlock, use any type of blue spruce, any type of greens. And the more greens you have that are different, the better. If you have somebody that you know that's fortunate enough to have a magnolia tree, take some magnolia branches. As many different types of greens as possible. Cedar, anything that has a berry on it, anything that's very much an evergreen, and then put them in your pots. Now, seasonally, I usually like to add winter berries to that and some ribbon and really do it up. After the 6th, go ahead and take out your red ribbon, take out your berries, get the red out, but keep all the mixed greens. You want to have something to look at for the winter months. So that's something that you can keep in mind as well. Anything that's over the top with bows or Christmas balls and stuff, take out. But let anything natural outside remain. That's something that you can keep for the winter. Also, your candles. Winter invokes whiteness to me, the snow and ice. So replace your if you have an outdoor candle. I know I have a candle when guests comes that I light. I took the red candle out yesterday, and I put a white, simple pillar candle on the outside. So the wreath could be on, leave just the beautiful fresh greens. If you want to add a bow for embellishment, add a non-Christmas bow. Do something white or geometric or something like that, just to get you through the winter months. And then if you're going to have candles outside, like a welcoming lantern, just switch to white. That's another thing to do. Keep your pots full of wonderful greens through the winter season. But be very cognizant that take anything that's overly Christmas out. All right, we're going to take another set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB Flemington.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Modern Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been doing the Modern Design show now for about 4 years. I absolutely love it. I love content. There's a process that I have, and I like to have consistency. And my process starts with Sunday, where I come up with a theme for the week. And of course, this week is all about taking down the Christmas tree, which is very appropriate, and what to replace that with. So that's something that I like. And it starts with my blog. I do have a blog that I publish every week, and that is called The Color Guru, The Color, C-O-L-O-R, Guru, G-U-R-U, at Blogspot, BLOGSPOT.com. And every week it starts with that online article, if you will, of that week's topic. Then I write a show that's going to go to this show on WHCR-DB here in Flemington. And then I usually carry that topic to my studio in Princeton, New Jersey, to which will goes out on the Comcast channel. So it's a process, and really a wonderful thing to do. So if you go to WHCR's place online, if you go to Hunter and Chamber Radio online and go to the radio section and then click on Modern Design, you'll see 4 years worth of podcasts, and you can listen to any of my programs. Lots of different things, wonderful guests. And now that we have a video added to it, it's going to be quite a year. So looking forward to that. Our topic today happens again to be what to do when the Christmas tree comes down. So we talked a little bit about outside stuff. Keep those pots full. In fact, what I was thinking, because Saturday it's supposed to be in the 60 degree range, but it's going to rain, I think. I'm going to go out. I saw a beautiful, I looked at, it's important to have evergreens in your home, because those are the things during the winter months that really make your house or your outside look like something. And I spotted some wonderful juniper, which is sort of a bluish-green color with lots of those berries, the juniper berries. So I'm going to grab some of that and stick that in my pots in both my stores and in the pots in my home and my driveway. And then some wonderful different spruces I noticed were there. And I saw one of my neighbors has a magnolia tree, and it has some sort of kind of like a blossom on it that looks almost like an artichoke. I'm going to grab a couple of those and then really embellish the pots before it freezes again, because next week it's supposed to freeze, and really build them up so it's something nice when you come home to, or in the morning when you're leaving. That looks very wonderful to do. Greenery goes a long way. It goes through the winter, and it's another nice thing to do. So let's talk a little bit about the inside of the house, starting with removal of all the Christmas stuff, which is not fun whatsoever to do. A couple of tips that I've done the last couple of years, and it made my life a lot easier. I really like the storage bins that you can get at the big box centers, Home Depot, Lowe's, maybe in Walmart as well. I love the clear containers with lids on them where you can see what's in there. It makes your life so much easier. And I'm a big labeler. I like to label each container. And I do a lot of Christmas decorating. So I'll go room by room, and I'll do living room first. And I will take my P-Touch and say, okay, living room. And then start with the ornaments by type. It makes your life so much easier. In fact, what I've done the last couple of years is I can open the boxes or pick from the boxes based upon what I need on the tree. So if I need something that's a big ornament that's where there's a hole in the tree, I know to do it because I can go to that box. A little bit of organization can make your life significantly easier. So again, if you don't have them, run out to, I went to, I think, Home Depot, and I bought about 16 containers to do my stores, actually, because I had them already for the house. And I put things away by the type of thing that they were. They're labeled, I can see them, and then I clearly stack them. That makes your life a lot easier. Big garbage bags, things like cleaning up the rest of the presents, the wrapping paper, the boxes that you're not going to use again. Just take a big trash bag and fill it. It gives you the impetus to maybe empty the garbage cans, the other things in the house, and sort of clean up. The cards, the Christmas cards. Some people like to do projects with their Christmas cards, decoupage and so on. In that case, I would say take them. For the most part, I like to just gather all the cards off and take them out of the space. Indoor greens need to go. The heat keeps them very dry, and they become a problem, and we need to get rid of all the indoor greens into the space. Put things in labeled boxes, and then get them to where you're going to store them. Now you have a blank slate. What can we do to say, all right, it's January. I want my house to look nice. I want to look special. I want to celebrate January. Well, again, I go back to the fact that when we think of January in the Northeast, what do we think of? Snow. We've already had some snow. There's snow on the ground right now. So I love white candles in January. And there's all wonderful containers out there for candles. You don't have to spend a lot of money. There are battery-operated candles that are amazing looking now. In my store in both in Ringo's, New Jersey, and in Maplewood, New Jersey, I have votives, wonderful votives that are mercury glass. And I have them in silver. And then if you put in a very simple battery-operated white candle. When you take candles that are battery operated, but you put them in some sort of an enclosure, you can't tell the difference. And you group maybe a couple of them on a table or a sideboard and so on. They really look nice and festive, very appropriate for January. I also have them in sort of a bluish green color, which is nice too. It doesn't invoke holiday, it's still a candle, but it says freshness, it says January and so on. So something that you can do. Pillar candles, big white pillar candles, are wonderful. Replace what you have on the table after you take all the holiday stuff away and just get two hurricanes and do beautiful big white pillar candles. Very much January, which is nice. Things that you can do the space. You don't want to go from having, it's feast or famine, you don't want to go from having unbelievable stuff and then going to nothing. Create something new. Silvers are nice. Maybe you have a piece of silver or a platter. Put the white and silver together. It's really nice. White and silver are a nice combination. for January. If you maybe have a bowl, a crate, salad bowl maybe that's made of wood, put that on the table and put some orbs or something natural in that. Use natural tones. Natural wood, whites, and silvers go well together. A little mercury glass is very nice. And often touches of black. Maybe you have some ribbon that's maybe a check that's white and black. That's something that's kind of nice. Or a herringbone, or bring in something that's very much January and very pretty. Okay, we have some more commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design after these messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am an interior decorator, a contractor, and a home stager for the past 21 years, keeps going up, doing all sorts of projects in the tri-state area, everything from simple color consultations, which I want to do one right after I leave here, to full additions, kitchens, bathrooms, big projects, commercial and residential. I'm very proud to let my listeners know that I was featured as one of the best in New Jersey kitchen design people. And in 2 days on Thursday, they're releasing a photo spread that they did of my project in Tewksbury Township, New Jersey, where I took a 1980s contemporary house and brought it back to its contemporary roots. And you can see that in Design New Jersey magazine. It is all over the tri-state area. Or you can go to designnewjersey.com and take a look at my work online. Kind of fun doing kitchens. And this was a project that was quite nice. We wound up just continuing. We did the kitchen and it came out so well. It sort of became the family room, and then redoing the fireplace and the living room, the dining room, the sunroom, painting the outside, new landscaping. It really became quite a project. New bathroom downstairs, and quite beautiful. I'm very proud of it. One of the things I will say about my work is that you'll never see my work be canned. A lot of these shows I watch on HGTV, you see somebody and they're good, but they have the same style. So whether the house is a 60s ranch or whether it's a big estate house or a contemporary or something that's very much lodge style, they do the same thing in every house. You'll notice when you look at my work online that every project that I do is very tailor-made with the homeowner's wishes. I always say, being a designer, you should be a catalyst to bring out your homeowner's dreams. So I make sure that my projects are never look the same, but they just are the best that they can be with whatever it is that my clients are looking for. So our topic today happens to be what to do when you take down the Christmas tree, how to create brightness for the winter season, which is a beautiful season. A friend of mine, Jeannie, posted something yesterday, and it was winter berries in the snow. And the shot was so gorgeous. I commented that beauty, winter has its own beauty. And I very much believe that, that winter is a beautiful season. You see things very differently in the winter. I recently put up a bird feeder, which I don't normally do. And I'm seeing all sorts of beautiful winter birds, and it's fun just to watch them. They're just gorgeous. And there's a beauty in nature right now that you don't normally see. Some of the coldness and the Christmas lets you see other things, whereas once the foliage comes in, maybe I wouldn't notice those birds as much. So every season, I think it's very fun, very great that we live in a place where you can see the change of season, and winter very much has its own beauty. So we've transitioned a little bit to the inside of the house, and now you have everything down. I want to talk how you can reinvent your house for the season by simply changing out your colors. And one of the best ways to do that is with paint, of course. I've been talking the past couple of weeks about the changes in color, how we've gone from the warm jewel tones in the past, lots of burgundies and golds and olive greens and sage greens and caramel colors, all those sorts of colors now, to a much different palette. Whiter whites as a trim color, whiter ceilings for ceilings, and then paint colors that are very, lots of grays are in the cool tone of the spectrum. Grays, pale blues, pale greens, things that just have very, very little color to them. And that is a way of modernizing your house by changing down or toning down your colors and going from warm to cool. So now's the opportunity. One of the things that I'm going to be doing now in January is that I have a rich red dining room, a dark sort of wine color. And after all these years, I'm going to make the change. I'm going to do a wonderful color that I like called Newbury Port Blue. It's a historic Benjamin Moore color. And just change it out and go to a strong color again, but a cool color. So going online, taking a look at the Benjamin Moore and Sherwin-Williams decks, maybe changing it out a little bit, changing a little color. You know, the trend with color is very much that the colors are a little bit more neutral, they're cooler all the way around, and trim is a lot brighter and whiter. But then the pops of color come in the accessories that you use. So maybe it's time to maybe change maybe just one room or a couple of rooms in the house and then see how they look in sort of a cooler, softer tone. Colors transition a lot in small spaces as well. So perhaps you want to do something very interesting to a ceiling. Maybe you have a tray ceiling and add a little color there, maybe a pale blue. I just did a master bedroom in Flemington, and it's a new construction house. And we decided to, in the tray, we decided to add some color, and we picked a soft pale blue-green color, and we put that in the tray, which is a very big tray. And the client is so happy with it because it brought out the architecture of the space. We painted the frame around it in Benjamin Moore's Super White, and now we have a color there. So you really see the tray, you really see the architecture. But it's a very, very pale blue-green, so it's a subtle thing to do. Another thing you can do seasonally is to take the accessories in your home and change them out for the winter months. Do something that's more subtle and things that are natural. I think January invokes weathered woods and things that are natural, and of course grays and white. And that in itself can be very, very nice. One of the things that I like to do in January is change out my pillows, do something fresh. And for me recently, I found some geometric pillows with a lot of texture. And in my family room, I just change them out and have a freshness for January. In my case, my pop color is orange. So even though my walls are neutral, I got these wonderful orange pillows, two sets of orange pillows, that are a large geometric, and then put them on a very neutral couch in a neutral room. And that pop is what makes it January. It's not Christmas anymore. It's now something new and something fresh. Accessories can make the difference. All right, we're up to news, and we're going to do our quick news break, and we'll be back with a lot more of modern design after our news.
USA Radio News. I'm doing it for the people of Arizona, for our country, and to support our great president.
Former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who announced earlier that he will be running for the Senate seat that is currently being occupied by Senator Jeff Flake. Arpaio had some strong words for Flake, who yesterday came out and said he would not endorse Arpaio.
I know he doesn't like me, but who cares? Mm-hmm. He's not running. He's saying that I'm not going to last more than a month, that I'll leave. Well, what about him leaving?
Yeah.
He didn't have the guts to face the people to get reelected. At least I got the guts to face all the detractors.
This week, President Donald Trump is expected to extend relief from economic sanctions to Iran as part of a nuclear deal, citing progress in amending U.S. legislation that governs Washington's participation in the landmark accord. That's according to U.S. officials. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
One CEO is calling for very positive economic growth this year, as USA Radio Network's Doug Christian reports.
JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon says 4% economic growth this year is a possibility. Dimon tells Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo, the economy is doing quite well. If we have a couple of years of good growth, that could justify the markets where they are. 4% economic growth this year is a possibility.
The influx of the flu virus is causing havoc all across the United States. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more details.
The influx of people suffering from flu-like symptoms forced one hospital in Dallas to declare that it was at critical capacity. In a written statement issued to the USA Radio Network from Calvert Collins Bratton, a Methodist Dallas Medical Center, they were rerouting non-emergency patients due to high volumes of people with flu-like symptoms. The statement went on, this measure was so we could take care of emergency patients such as trauma, stroke, and those transferred by ambulance.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own, and you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
And with a look at some of the stories going on around the world today, here's USA Radio Network's Luke Vargas.
From UN headquarters in New York, I'm Luke Vargas with a selection of the day's top world news headlines. In a press conference in Seoul on Wednesday, South Korea's president gave President Trump big credit for creating a diplomatic opening. President Moon Jae-in went on to speculate U.S.-led sanctions and pressure may have led North Korea to the negotiating table. Hours later, in a phone call between the two leaders, Trump reportedly said he was open to the U.S. joining talks with North Korea at a later date. The government of Ecuador is calling Julian Assange's continued refuge inside the country's embassy in London unsustainable. The WikiLeaks founder has spent 5.5 years inside the facility to evade arrest, but Ecuador's foreign minister is pursuing a mediation, possibly with a third country, to resettle Assange elsewhere. Although Assange is no longer wanted by Swedish authorities, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has stated that arresting Assange is a priority of the Trump administration. And the search for missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 will resume in the southern Indian Ocean within days. That announcement follows a deal struck between Malaysia's government and the U.S. company Ocean Infinity, which will only be paid if they find the plane within 90 days. MH370 disappeared in March 2014 after departing Kuala Lumpur. The governments of Australia, China, and Malaysia spent nearly 3 years unsuccessfully searching for the plane,
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs for the last 21 years, doing all sorts of renovations, kitchens and baths, painting, window treatments, commercial spaces. I built a medical spa in Bernardsville and doctor's offices throughout the tri-state area, condos, townhouses, additions, all sorts of projects. And you know what? Like anything else, I look forward to each one because it makes me better. I learn something new each time, and I really enjoy what I do. And I pass that along to all of you. Someone told me very early in my career, do what you love. If you do what you love, the money will come. And it's very true. You have to, life is short and you have to pursue your passion. For me, my dad was a contractor, and early on I was working with him on stuff, and in later years he worked for me in my business doing trim and molding and projects for me. But it was sort of in my blood. I loved it from the beginning. When my dad was building our house, I remember walking through the rooms when it was first being framed and being really excited about it, the possibilities, the angles, the thing you can do, how the windows were lined up, and kind of exciting. So our topic today happens to be what to do when the Christmas tree comes down. And we talked earlier about visine, that is getting the red out, taking the accents out, and keeping some of the things. Greens outside, very important to have greens outside. If you have candles in every window, which I like to keep in until March, keep a candle in every window. Do things that are celebratory, but not necessarily Christmas. You can take your arrangements outside in your pots, and you can just put some natural sticks in them. If you have some birch branches, that would be nice. But just even regular bare branches in with all your greens looks very, very nice. Mix as many greens as possible outside. And that can be very nice. Going into the house, we want to get rid of all the Christmas stuff, all the holiday things, and then replace them with very simple things. Votive candles around the house in white are wonderful. Big hurricanes with white in them are also very nice. Simplify, but also be celebratory at the same time. As I said, this is a great time. January is a great time to paint. And bringing in some new colors for 2018. One of the, I talk about the blue-greens. Blues are so popular this year. Maybe it's time to incorporate some blue into your house. For me, it's going to be my dining room. Maybe it's your bedroom. Maybe you do just one wall, an accent wall, and a really rich blue or a green or a new gray tone. Maybe you do a tray ceiling and just bring some color in that way. Another thing that I see trending that you can do as a little project is wallpaper. Wallpaper, folks, is back, and it's better than ever. It's very different than it was before, though. It's not in big spaces. Back in the 1980s, people wallpapered their kitchen, their hallways, tremendous amounts of wallpaper. I see wallpaper done very selectively and mostly texture. Grass cloths are particularly popular right now. And they've come up with wonderful vinyl grass cloths that really look like they are grass cloth, but very forgiving. So often when I'm doing a powder room, I will recommend to people that the powder room be done in a vinyl paper. They're just so sophisticated, just texture. And if you do them in a neutral texture, it's very modern. You can still put artwork on them, accessories, change out the color. So that's something that you can do, a small project like a powder room, and just put, maybe get rid of, if you have paint. The problem with paint in a powder room is inevitably, everybody that washes their hand, whether they're 2 or 82, kind of goes like this and flicks water on the sheetrock. It's not a good scenario. So if you do a vinyl grass cloth, not expensive, or not even just grass cloth, something that looks like burlap or something that has texture, if you look something like that in a neutral and change it out a little bit, maybe from a more saturated color or commitment, it allows you to have the practicality of being able to wash down the surface, but also to change your accents. Maybe if you do a rich medium tone gray, you can pop it with lime green, and then maybe in the fall you can pop it with orange, or maybe you go gray and black. There's so many things, or you do navy blue. There's so many things that you can do if you go neutral and add a little bit of paper, which is texture. So something else very much that you can do for the season to change things. Talked about paint. We talked about wallpaper. Let's talk about, again, pillows. Pillows are terrific. They're a really terrific accessory. In both my stores, I carry very unique pillows. Lots of geometrics these days. Geometrics seem to be very, very popular. And if you have a neutral sofa or chair, pop of geometric, even if the color is not that strong, could be really nice. I happen to have some wonderful sort of chartreuse and white geometric pillows that are great in some navy chairs that I have in my Maplewood store. I have ones that have a lot of texture. I have two pillows that are, they were made out of old saris, and they have sort of an Indian design on them, and they're just beautiful, and they really make a house look special. Now is the time to create new looks for January and the winter months. Throws, one of the best things you can ever give as a holiday to gifts to somebody in the Northeast is a throw, because not only is that a saturated color that you can create on a space, it is warmth. My favorite time of the evening is when I finish my paperwork and I'm watching TV at night, and I can put a really warm throw over me. It adds a lot of color and warmth at the same time. So I've been looking for throws. There's lots of them around. There's some that are very stylish, that ones that look like faux fur and all different sorts of colors. But a warm throw can really add a lot of color to a neutral environment. I'm looking for something in the rust tones, and boy, is that hard to find. But I've been looking for months for throws, and I've never seen such beautiful stuff out. They are chenille throws, things, again, that look like faux fur, things that are wool and very old-fashioned looking, wonderful plaids, and really great ways to accessorize your home, not necessarily expensive, but throws are a wonderful thing to do to change out in January, put new throws in, and a fresh look. Then I want to talk about your kitchen. After everything comes out, it's away, maybe the cookie trays go away, and your kitchen looks a little blah. I think January is the best time to start herb pots. I think that's a wonderful thing to do. Go out and get yourself some wonderful planters. I've done Italian terracotta, and I have four of them in my kitchen window. I have a very sunny southern exposure in the back, and I did one with basil, one with rosemary, one with cilantro, and one with parsley. And I made all the pots the same, so it was sort of a look, and your eye draws across to that wonderful terracotta, and they're all the same size. And then I have the plants, one of each, and they add such beauty in the winter months. You know, the sun sits lower in the winter months, so if you have a southern exposure and you have a lot of light coming in, that's a great way to capture that and do something wonderful in the space. So my plants have already formed, and when I made my scrambled eggs this morning, I was able to take some fresh basil, chiffonade it, and put it in my eggs, and it was wonderful. But the plants themselves, the green in the terracotta pot, is so beautiful to look at. It's refreshing. It lets us know that spring is going to be coming before we know it, that the days are getting lighter. So herb pots are a great thing to do. Another plant that I like to add throughout the house in January is primrose. And I noticed when I went into the King's supermarket the other day that there were lots of primrose out in different colors. They're a beautiful flower that have a yellow center. You see them in white. You see them in sort of pinks and lots of different colors, actually. So after the Christmas tree goes away and the poinsettias are gone and all that stuff, I love to go out and buy two or three primrose and then put it maybe in my foyer entrance. I do them in white. They have a yellow center, and they have really beautiful greenery. And put those primrose out, and it's a new look. White candles, beautiful white primrose. We do herb pots, and the pots are so great right now. I was, before Christmas time, I went up to a place I love a lot called J&M in Madison, New Jersey, and half of it's wonderful furniture and accessories, and the other half is a garden center. They have a beautiful, beautiful garden center and collections of pots. I saw beautiful cobalt blue pots. Can you imagine on your kitchen window having four cobalt blue pots with beautiful greenery coming out of them? I saw enamel pots that were gorgeous citrus green. I saw some of them that looked like zinc. They were square planters, and they were dark charcoal gray zinc. Could you imagine adding that to a space? That really brings a lot of color and light into your space, and you can celebrate the winter months. That's sort of your look that you transition to. All right, we're going to take our last set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design right after these last commercial messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat.
Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Huntington is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Huntington County's businesses. Advancing Huntington engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org. Advancing Huntington, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Huntington.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I have two locations in New Jersey, one in Ringo's on 176 Route 202 31 North. My store is in with Bruce Babick, who owns Flemington Fan and Lighting. We have a big showroom, 6,000 square feet, with accessories and different things for your home, as well as wonderful lighting and chandeliers, anything you could do related to either indoor or outdoor lighting. And my other store is located in Maplewood, New Jersey, in beautiful downtown Maplewood Village. If you ever want to take a ride, wonderful restaurants and shops in downtown Maplewood Village at the train station. And that address is 191B, like boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Just got a full shipment of new furniture, wonderful pieces for 2018. Come check us out. The phone number is for both locations is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. Well, our topic today happens to be what to do when the Christmas tree comes down, which is often, you know, sort of not a pleasant thing to do. But let's celebrate January. Let's make the best of it. Let's add lots of wonderful light. Let's add candles. Let's have greenery in the house. Let's celebrate the winter months with silvers and white and mercury glass and new pillows, or maybe bring some wonderful silvery blues and or navy and crisp white trim in, and let's make the place look wonderful. So we talked a little bit about pillows and throws. We talked about creating an herb garden in your window and putting beautiful pots. I love that cobalt blue for pots. Really, really nice looking in space, or whatever color works for you, but it's very decorative and nice. And let's talk about adding plants. I happened just to return something at Home Depot yesterday, and I noticed they had for January now to replace what was there, wonderful house plants, things that were very different looking this year. There is, and I don't want to misquote it, I'm going to research it for next week's show. There's a new plant that's trending now. It's sort of it's a house plant, but it's actually a fig plant. Now, I don't know if it produces fruit or not, but the leaf is quite distinctive and quite beautiful. And I think it's very slow growing, and it's becoming a very popular potted plant. It eventually becomes a small tree, but the foliage alone is gorgeous, and it's a certain kind of fig plant. I'm going to find out more about that. That's very much trending. A banana leaf palm. I haven't had much luck with them, but the banana leaf palm, that wide leaf palm, is really beautiful in a space. You have sort of a dead corner, and you put a banana leaf palm in a wonderful pot, and that can really add a lot of light and a lot of joy to a space. Houseplants are not only beautiful, but they're actually good for us in our environment. So adding plants to a space is another way that you can make a change. Now, last year and this year, there's a new trend, and I'm seeing more and more of it. I published one that I had just done for social media, and that is the use of succulents indoors for decorating. Now, succulents are plants that originate in arid or tropical, probably arid environments in the desert, actually. And creating beautiful bowls of succulents is unbelievably in style right now. I've done a lot of them in different pots. So maybe you have you had a Christmas decoration that had a centerpiece that had roses in it and all sorts of other things. When that has to go out, why not work with succulents? Why not go to a garden center or a big box store and start with a beautiful container? Maybe you want to do some galvanized metal. Get a beautiful galvanized metal container to start, and then get wonderful succulents. They're very, very low maintenance. So get some succulents, maybe chicks and hens is one. They're really beautiful. They almost look fake in a way. They sort of have a rubberish look, but they have a lot of texture. Get ones that look like roses. There are ones that have color. Make an arrangement with those and then plant them and put them in your table in a wonderful, let's say a linear-looking galvanized container, or maybe weathered wood. The one that I did was sort of beautiful weathered wood, and it was a rectangular box, and I filled it with all different types of wonderful succulents. That's another way of decorating for the season. It's very trendy. It's very in right now, and it really makes a difference in your space. The other thing that I want to talk about, we are running to the end of our segment, is the use of colored glass. One of the things that I noticed and I had to adapt to is when neutrals became the rage. I did a series last year of public speaking on the new neutrals. When things became grayish or grays or even neutral taupes, that the walls were done in neutral colors and the flooring was a neutral and natural wood color, I had a need for color. So one of the best ways to bring color into a space or reinforce an accent color is with colored glass. Colored glass is so bright and so reflective that it really can take a neutral space, and then you really see the wonderful and beautiful colors in your accent color. So in both my stores, I always, always have lots of beautiful glass. In December, I had red glass for the dining table. I had red glass lanterns for outside and inside for your foyer and so on. And in a gray backdrop or a grayish backdrop, the red really pops. Now, right now for spring, I have a lot of, for winter, I should say, I have a lot of clear glass. And for spring, I have lots of citrus green glass. And that's very pretty and reflective, too, of the season. Glass vases, glass votives, all that stuff with glass is very inexpensive, and it reinforces a color. So if you have, let's say you have a neutral dining room, and your accent color is cobalt blue, you have cobalt blue dishes, put some wonderful blue glass around that space, and it just reinforces everything. Well, folks, we've come to the end of another show. It goes awfully fast. I'm sorry if I was kind of fidgety today. Adding the social media does bring another level. And I apologize for this simple broadcast, but as we get used to the cameras in studio, I think the shows will get better and better. Next week, my guest, we're going to do our show is going to be all about having a healthy home. I have a local couple that's their business. They go into your space and they do wonderful things to make your home livable and much more healthy. So that will be next week, next Wednesday, live here in downtown Flemington at 2:00 on WHCR. I thank you for tuning in and for actually watching us today. And we have wonderful programs scheduled all winter long and throughout the year. Thank you very much and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
I'm doing it for the people of Arizona, for our country, and to support our great president.
Former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who announced earlier that he will be running for the Senate seat that is currently being occupied by Senator Jeff Flake. Arpaio had some strong words for Flake, who yesterday came out and said he would not endorse Arpaio.
I know he doesn't like me, but who cares? Mm-hmm. He's not running. He's saying that I'm not going to last more than a month, that I'll leave. Well, what about him leaving?
Yeah.
He didn't have the guts to face the people to get reelected. At least I got the guts to face all the detractors.
This week, President Donald Trump is expected to extend relief from economic sanctions to Iran as part of a nuclear deal, citing progress in amending U.S. legislation that governs Washington's participation in the landmark accord. That's according to U.S. officials. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
One CEO is calling for very positive economic growth this year, as USA Radio Network's Doug Christian reports.
JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon says 4% economic growth this year is a possibility. Dimon tells Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo, the economy is doing quite well. If we have a couple of years,